It's time to talk movies. Let's Talk Movies with Tim Lammers, brought to you by Russell's Security Resources, a trusted security partner since 1991. Russell's Security Resources in Buffalo. Call ahead for an appointment at 763-682-1253. Tim Lammers joins us. Good morning.
Happy winter, Tim.
Well, my gosh, I hope it doesn't. I hope it's not starting that already.
Yeah. Getting there.
Man,
getting there.
A little bit of light snow on the ground. That was a little bit of a surprise, but
very much a surprise. And we better not have another one of them there Halloween blizzards, Tim.
Yeah.
I remember it. You remember it. I'm sure a lot of listeners remember it. So
I'm trying to block it, but you know.
Sure, sure. Well, in the event that there is another blizzard, we at least can stand and watch a video on demand. I'm not so sure people are going to want to see this one since it has a lot of promise in terms of the actors, but everything else goes south. It's called An Imperfect Murder, new on video on demand. Sienna Miller stars as an actress whose life takes a dramatic turn when an abusive ex-boyfriend shows up in her apartment and pulls a gun on her. They have a struggle. She manages to turn it on him and shoots him dead. And you would think she would call the police to say, hey, you know, self-defense. But no, she does the illogical thing instead and tries to cover up the shooting. Alec Baldwin is a detective that eventually interrogates her, because obviously there things aren't adding up with her story, and they were tracking the whereabouts of this guy. They actually tracked him to her apartment. So, you know, you would think it would have promise, but those two actors alone, and Charles Grodin actually turns up in the picture. But it is, the story is such of a jumble. It's such of a disaster. The movie's only 71 minutes long. The movie was on the shelf for 3 years after playing at a film festival in Venice in 2017. So this movie, I just think, would have been better off staying on the shelf.
So you say it would be better titled An Imperfect Movie instead of An Imperfect Murder.
Far, yes. A movie disaster, an imperfect movie, whatever, anything but good. Yeah, I was so disappointed. And the other thing is, too, if you look up the movie, you'll see that Alec Baldwin's picture is on the poster and his name is above the title, which usually means, you know, it's a big role, and it's actually just one scene. It's a good-sized scene, you know, maybe 5 minutes or so, not a cameo. And then he shows up just really, really briefly at the end. So, yeah, that was sort of a bait-and-switch situation to get you to watch. I fell for it, and I wish I didn't. Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, you get talent like that, you can't squander it, and it was completely squandered here.
Well, I suspect not too many stars here.
Not too many, as in not even plural, just one star for this one, Tim.
Ooh,
out of 10.
Boy. Man, well, you
that's
know,
how bad it is.
Sometimes
that's how bad it is.
Sometimes it's just as important to know the ones to stay away from, too. So,
well, look, I mean, I can't, you know, talk with you every week and sing praises of every single movie. I mean, obviously, nobody likes to waste time, even if it's an hour and 11 minutes like it was here. And so, yeah, I like to warn people about bad movies, and especially ones that they could be fooled by. Again, Alec Baldwin, we all know the guy can act. I mean, he's a terrific actor. So, yeah, I mean, and Sienna Miller as well. She was in an American Sniper, you know, a few years ago. She's, you know, quite well known as well. So, yeah, it's a complete dud.
All right. Well, swing and a miss on An Imperfect Murder. We'll have Tim hold on. He's got another suggestion here for us coming up after this.
Can you copy this key? It's a question that we get asked about 2,463 times a year. How can you be sure that the person who asked that question is actually supposed to get a copy of the key? Well, we think you should always know who can copy your keys to your business and your home because, hey, who knows, it could be your neighbor, an old employee, a contractor, or even worse, your mother-in-law. At Russell Security Solutions, we believe in protected key systems, so you always know who has a copy of your key. To find out more, visit russellsecurity.com or stop by our Buffalo store. Russell Security, Locks Unlimited, and Door Solutions. Trusted since 1991.
We're back with Tim Lammers talking movies, and not so much on An Imperfect Murder, but let's hear about movie number two this week.
It's called The Doorman, video on demand. If you watched Batwoman last year on the CW, Ruby Rose was the star of Batwoman. Orange is the New Black. People definitely know her. She was great in John Wick 2 as well as one of the people going after John Wick. She's a former Marine haunted by a failed assignment. It resulted in the death of an ambassador and her young daughter. So she's just reeling from this loss. She gets home to New York City looking for a job. She finds one as a doorman at this really cool old hotel that is being renovated. So they ask all the people residing there to leave, which opens the door for a gang of thieves to come and try to retrieve four very invaluable paintings. So, Ruby Rose's character, Allie, has the skills to stop somebody like this, especially when they're carrying some serious firepower. If you like solid action, if that's all you want, and you don't, it's not a deep thinker. It's just action and intense at times, and it moves, then you'll like this movie. I mean, as far as the story, it's pretty straightforward. The acting, for the most part, it's pretty weak. I mean, I'll have to be honest. Jean Reno, a famous French actor that you would definitely know if you saw him, he's in this movie as the bad guy. I mean, this guy could recite lines in his sleep. He's that good. But, it's par for the course action stuff.
Pretty good popcorn movie.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it great. I don't know if I'd even call it good. I would call it above average. It works. It's solid. It's not a bomb. It's not a 1 out of 10 like a Imperfect Murder or anything like that. It's more of a 5.5 out of 10. So it does the job. If you want action and an hour and a half of escape, that's what you're going to get.
Well, we're at least a little bit right of center on it anyway, 5.5 stars. So.
Yeah, you have to, you have to look at the movies for what they are with their intended audience. I could judge it against, some of the greatest action movies of all time, and it wouldn't hold up. But some people just like that. They just want to be entertained, and I get that. I do, too, sometimes. I don't want to think about stuff, and this is that sort of movie.
All right. So they can read more about them or find out more where?
DirectConversations.com is my website, and also at Tim Lammers Films on Twitter is my handle there.
All right, sir. Have a good weekend. We'll chat again
you
next
too,
week.
You too, Tim.
All right.
Yeah, be bundle up out there and get the snow sleds out. It's going to be a fun weekend. Hopefully not.
We'll talk to you next later. Week. Let's Talk Movies with Tim Lammers, brought to you by Russell's Security Resources, a trusted security partner in Buffalo since 1991. Call ahead for an appointment, 763-682-1253.